Father, we thank you today for all of the miracles that will happen here and online. We ascribe all of the glory to you, Jesus. You're our healer. So, thank you, Lord. Let's go now to Matthew chapter 9. We'll look at three incidences in the life of Jesus. We'll look at Matthew 9, 2, and Mark 2, and Luke 5. Because there's something different in each one of these, the man born by four. Matthew 9, 1, he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city, so that'd be Capernaum. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. Now, if you research that, I just know all of you have the BLB, the Blue Letter Bible, right? It is really, really good. And I learned there and then in other sources there that this actually was a stroke. Palsy. It could mean totally paralyzed. It's an old English word for paralyzation. But the word that was used there, it's most likely a debilitating stroke. So, lying on a bed, Jesus, seeing their faith, you can see faith, said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee." And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemes." Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Wherefore think you evil in your heart? For where is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, 'Arise, take up your bed, and go home.' He arose and departed to his house. When the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which has given such power or authority unto men." Now, what do you say here? Your sins be forgiven you. Now, let's look in Mark chapter 2. And again, he entered into Capernaum. He went home. And after some days, he was noised that he was in the house. So he's in his house. When they excavated this, at first they thought it was Peter's house because it was so large. But then they realized it was Jesus, and it was right there on a hill just up from the Galilee. He had a nice Lakeview home, and it was big. And you look, he could look down and see the fishermen and so forth. He was in the house. They came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Now you get a better picture of this because he's preaching here. And when we get over to the book of Luke, we find out there was no room in there. And I used to think it was a hostile crowd, but it was not. It was not in a synagogue. They came from that whole area to hear him. Right. So now, Son, thy sins be forgiven you. And it electrified the whole place. And they thought, this man blasphemes. Only God can forgive sins, right? I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, and go your way into your house. Immediately he rose, took up the bed, went forth before them all, insomuch they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. And he went forth again by the seaside. So he was right there at home. So he finished that meeting, and we just went down there at the lake shore. Now, Luke, he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, isn't that interesting? The power of the, well, of course he was there. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, it doesn't actually point out that any of them did, but I'll show you as we read this something that you'll like. Behold, men, so we know there's four of them, brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy or had a stroke, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. When they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith. Now, the woman with the issue of blood heard of Jesus. What did she hear? She heard, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. He's anointed me to preach healing. He's anointed me to preach deliverance for the captives and so forth, the acceptable year of the Lord. She heard that. I'm totally convinced they heard that. That four. Now, the man was a shut-in. But that four been in those meetings. The man heard that. So the way it came up in my spirit, he calls these four crazy friends, and he said, get me in front of that man, and I'll get rid of this bad arm, bad leg I'm dragging around all over the place. Find him. Get me there. They went over there and checked, and the place was full. They couldn't get in. And we read the list there. They were from that whole area. And the things that they didn't say the things. Jesus perceived what they were thinking. They didn't say it. And he saw their faith. Somebody wanted this badly enough to tear up that roof. They didn't really care whose house it is. They're coming through this thing one way or the other. Well, you know, and I know, and all of that whole group knew that this house belonged to Jesus because it was right there next to the synagogue. Amen. That Cornelius built. Amen. In Capernaum. Amen. We know that because two blind men followed him out of the synagogue into his house. So they knew where it was and just walked right on in there. Right. Amen. We get to heaven, the archives will show all of this for real. We'll be able to live it then and see it exactly as it happened, where we don't have to use imaginations to see it because it's all written down. You know that because every deed, and every thought of every human being that ever lived is recorded. Hallelujah. So, let's see how the rest of the story. Praise God. The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, "Why reason you in your heart?" Not their mind. They were reasoning in their heart. "Whether it is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk,' but that you know that the Son of Man has power upon the earth to forgive sin," he said to the sick of the palsy. Now look at it. Do you see it? "I say it. I say." He's using faith. This is what he said in Mark 11:23. "I say unto thee, arise, take up your couch, and go to thine house." Immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereupon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear or reverence, saying, "We have seen strange things today." I am convinced that a lot of them right then got healed themselves. Glory to God. Well, he's the same Jesus. There was a young boy. Brother Roberts had preached and preached and laid hands on people. You know, he laid hands on over 2 million people. And did it until he had to have the rotator cuffs in his shoulders, had to do surgery on them. And somebody said, "Well, I just don't understand all that healing power flowing through there." And he had to have surgery on. Well, yes, he did. Now, I've said it already. Healing is not a reward. It is a property. And you have to receive it. He got through. He was so tired, and he was about to leave, and there was a little boy named Willie. And he was sitting there, and he walked out, and he said, "Are you Oral Roberts?" He said, "Yes, I am. I'm supposed to be healed today." And he said, "Well, son," he said, I'm completely worn out. The anointing has lifted from me. He said, "Well, I don't know anything about that. All I know is I'm supposed to be healed today." Well, and of course his mother was there. He said, "All right, you'll have to do the believing, but I'll do the laying on of hands." And he did the believing. And his mother and little Willie did the believing. Brother Roberts laid his hands on him, and he was healed that day. And he couldn't walk right. But from that moment on, he was totally, completely healed, grew up to be a fine man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm supposed to be healed today. Well, I have news for you. You're supposed to prosper today and be in health. Today is your healing day. Today is the day you walk away from grief and sorrow. Well, we're in Luke. Let's look at Luke 18, verse 35. "It came to pass that he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. They told him, 'Jesus of Nazareth passes by.' He cried, 'Jesus, thou son of David, do hesed for me.'" He wasn't speaking Greek. It wasn't mercy. He's speaking Hebrew, and it was Hesed. They which went before rebuked him that he should keep his peace. Shut up, old blind man. But he cried much more, "Thou son of David." Now, wait a minute. That meant he knew who he was. In Matthew, if you'll look it up, I think it's around the 25th chapter, somewhere in there. He said, "Who do you say that the Messiah is?" They say, "Son of David." So he knew who he was. Son of David. He called him Messiah. Hallelujah. Do Hesed for me. When they rebuked him, he just got louder. And it doesn't say how many times he said it. I imagine it's rolling out of his mouth at the top of his lungs over and over and over and over. And he's probably thinking about the 118th Psalm. God is good and his mercy, his hesed endures forever. And when he said, "Thou son of David, do hesed for me," Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. You go get him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What will you that I shall do to you?" Now, you can just see him. Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? Well, why? He knew. He must have known what he needed. Bartimaeus needed to say it. Glory to God. Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he said, "Lord," he called him Lord, "that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Glory to God. Your faith has saved you. Now, I want to look at this in the 10th chapter of Mark. They came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. They called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good comfort, arise, he calls you." He, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Now, this is very important. You remember when Jesus said, "The 10 lepers, go show yourselves to the priest"? The blind man at the beautiful gate in Acts 3, he was there at the gate of the temple, which means he had been examined by the priest, and there was no doubt about the fact that he was actually couldn't walk. This man had been examined by the priest, and he wore a garment indicating that. He arose, verse 50, casting away his garment. He just said, "Well, man, I don't need this anymore." He just dropped that garment. Came to Jesus. Jesus answered, "What will you that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Jesus said unto him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. He immediately became part of that team. Now, when you go over there to Luke 8, and he's preaching and had a great multitude, and important women were testifying. Well, in my heart, I see Bartimaeus out there testifying, and he could see it. So, and the Spirit of God only saw fit to give us these few examples. There's something like 19 of them right here in the New Testament. Then you go on over into the book of Acts, and you see others. Some count 20, but there's 19. And faith is actually spoken of in a number of them, and in the others, it is strongly implied. And all of the principles of faith are there. Today is your healing day.
I've been having, and this has been going on for like 2 or 3 years, and I'm not sure what happened, but I was not able to raise my right arm any higher than this. This is about as far as it can go. I just sit back there, and he's talking about, you know, try stuff out. I thought, well, let's just try it. And I just raised my arm like that. I heard a bunch of popping in my shoulder.
Praise God. Pain all across the shoulder. Some of you having trouble doing this. For some reason or other, you can't touch those right there. If you have trouble bending over, bend over. Glory to God.
I didn't even think about listening to this, and I thought, well, heck, my arm's kind of feeling kind of funny, and I just lifted over and I heard a bunch of pops, and by golly. It's all the way up and behind my head and everything now, so Lord healed me. The Lord is good. God's good, and He'll take care of us, and His promises are always yes and amen. And even like me, if you weren't even expecting it, God does stuff for you. And I just give Him all the glory and credit for it, and He's a good God.
One of God's names in the Old Testament is God your healer. If that's who He was then, you can be sure He's the same healer for you today.
I will take sickness from the midst of you. I will fulfill the number of your days.
Find out that God has much to say about your healing with Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This collection of scriptures on healing shares each Bible passage in 4 different translations to help you study the meaning of each verse and get it deep in your heart. Use Healing Promises as a guide to confess God's word over your life every day. Whether you need healing now or want to maintain strength and health all your days, the Word of God is your answer. Take it like medicine and see your faith grow. Meditate on God's healing promises and allow it to go to work. It brings life to your entire being, spirit, soul, and body. The same healing power you read about in the Bible is still available today. Request your free copy of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's book, Healing Promises, available at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Take hold of God's healing promises for you and receive your healing. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God is love and love never fails. No matter what you have or have not done, God loves you and no one is out of the reach of His love. Romans 8:38-39 tells us, nothing, not death, life, nor circumstances, nothing in all creation can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Now don't run from God, run to Him. He's made a way through receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior to live in His love and care. All you have to do is pray this simple prayer. Now pray with me. Father, this is a good and this is good and acceptable in your sight, to have all men be saved and come to the knowledge of your truth, that you so loved the world that you gave us your Son Jesus, and I receive Jesus and your Holy Spirit in my heart today. Amen. Now, Jesus is your Lord, and you have the faith of God in you. Romans 10:17 shares how to develop your faith. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So take the next step in developing your faith. Contact us and ask for the Salvation Package. It's free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. It includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Learn what Jesus provided for you to be successful and blessed in every area of your life. Request your Salvation Package today free on KCM.org. While you're online, read the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Kenneth Copeland Ministries monthly publication. The first edition was in 1973, and today it is distributed to nations around the world. Every month, read word-based articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and guest teachers to build your faith and to help you grow strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You can also receive the BVOV magazine by mail. Simply request your subscription on kcm.org. And thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland shares how Jesus defeated all the curse so you can live healed and blessed. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure do love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free Salvation Package.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.